Copyright 2011, JKP, Radha Madhav Dham. All rights reserved.
Swami Nikhilanand is a disciple of Jagat Guru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj. He resides at Radha Madhav Dham in Austin, Texas, which is the U.S. ashram of Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad. He travels America preaching the philosophy of Sanatan Dharma as taught by Sri Kripaluji Maharaj. In this series, he introduces the philosophy of the Bhagavatam and explains how the Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedas and Upanishads and is beyond the philosophy of the Gita.
Chito darpana marjanam bhava maha dava agni nirvapanam shreya kairav chandrika vitaranam. Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam Sarvatmasnapanam Param Vijayate. Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Nama Kamalina tasmai tagvangha devamatma buddhi prakasham mumukchurvai sharanamaham prapadye.
The divine souls, we'll do a few minutes of Nam Sankirtan, and then we'll continue with the Bhagavatam.
Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda. Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda. Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda. Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda. Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda. Radhe Radhe Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda. Radhe Radhe Govinda. लाडली लाल की जय। This is an introductory series to the Bhagavatam, and in this, along the way, I'm trying to give a little bit of comparison with the Gita so that we understand compared to what the Gita is teaching and what the Gita encapsulates. What is the Bhagavatam compared to that? So in this series so far, I've told you that there are three kinds of scriptures, or three kinds of books, religious books, books related to God, which are available in the world. Out of those, all three are available in India. So the first I told you is not a good source to go to. It's called Krita Granth, which means something produced out of someone's material intellect who has not attained God. Smrit Granth, these are eternal scriptures like the Puranas, like the Gita, like the Smritis, like the Darshan Shastras, like Mahabharata, like Ramayana. These are eternal scriptures, but they're called Smrit Granth because once the saint experiences God, then he writes that scripture in his own words. So even though it's an eternal scripture, each time it's reproduced in a book form on the earth planet, there could be some variation in the wordings. But the Vinirgata Granth, which is only one, Ved, that is unchanged. It is also eternal, and it's produced on earth from time to time in a book form whenever is needed. But the words are always the same. So we have Vedas, Vinirgata Granth, and then we have the Smrit Granth, which are also given by God to the world to help us understand what's in Vedas, because Ved is the foundation for all the knowledge of Sanatan Dharma. But scriptures like Puranas, Darshan Shastras, Mahabharata, they help us understand what is actually in Ved, because Ved on its own cannot be understood by anybody. So out of all of these, we have 18 Puranas, which come in the category of Smrit Granth. Out of those 18, the Bhagavatam is supreme. And Bhagavatam is not only the explanation of Vedas, an explanation of Brahma Sutra, but it's actually the essence of all of that knowledge. It's the essence of Ved, essence of Upanishads, it's even the essence of the Gita. All of the knowledge of these scriptures is included in the Bhagavatam, plus the Bhagavatam goes beyond what these scriptures have revealed. So the Bhagavatam is said to be the crown jewel of all the Hindu scriptures. That Bhagavatam was given by Bhagwan Shri Krishna to Brahma. Even before he gave the knowledge of Vedas, he gave the knowledge of Puranas, including Bhagavatam. Later, Brahma gave that knowledge of Bhagavatam to his son Narad. Narad gave it to Vedavyas. Vedavyas gave it to his son Shukadevji Paramahans. Shukadevji made the first public recitation of Bhagavatam when he told Parikshit Maharaj in 3072 BC. So we see that even at that time we had Sanskrit language in its perfect form as we have it today, and we had all of our Hindu scriptures 5,000 years ago when the rest of the world was barely learning to read and write. So this Bhagavatam has an important place amongst all the Hindu scriptures. So far throughout this week I've given you an understanding that whatever the Gita is, the Bhagavatam goes beyond. So I'm giving you, as we go, the information so you can understand, first of all, what is Bhagavatam? How does it fit into our system of Hindu scriptures? And also, as we go, how to understand the Leelas that are in Bhagavatam, and also the essence of the philosophy. For instance, yesterday we looked at how does the Bhagavatam describe liberation, mukti. And we saw that that same liberation, which is mentioned in general in the Gita, and it's mentioned, of course, all over the Upanishads and Brahma Sutra, this very famous thing, mukti, moksha. Well, taking all the individual things said in scattered places in all of those scriptures, actually the Bhagavatam is the only scripture to bring it all together and say there are five kinds of mukti, but there's something better than that, which is beyond mukti. So you see that Bhagavatam is the essence of all the scriptures because it takes all the teachings, consolidates them, and then tells you what's the best thing. So it's like having even the fruit has the skin and the pit that you don't need, or the seeds. So Bhagavatam has the whole thing. It tells everything, but then it also tells you what's the best thing. Like throw away the skin, throw away the pit, and just keep the fruit part. So this is mukti, Bhagavatam says, but throw that away because you want something better than that. So today we're going to talk about the fact that all the scriptures say to surrender to God. And so does Bhagavatam. But Bhagavatam goes a step beyond because it tells exactly how to surrender to God, and not only surrendering but loving Him. See, in Gita, this idea of surrender is throughout Gita, actually. Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mamevaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Krishna says in the Gita, no one can cross maya. Maya is my power, and it's endless. This whole cosmic existence is made of my maya power, which has three gunas, sattva, raj, tam. It's uncrossable. But if someone surrenders to me wholeheartedly, I will take him across maya. Ma meva ye prapadyante. Prapadyante means surrender. The last verse of the Gita, which I've quoted for you a couple of times here already, where Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. So he says, Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Sharanam means refuge. Take refuge only in me, Krishna says. It means surrender only to me. Become Sharanagat, only to Krishna. And then what? He says, I'll give you moksha. In the previous verse, he said, I'll take you across Maya. Means the same thing. To get liberated, you have to cross Maya. There's no other way to get liberation. You have to go beyond Maya. And the only way to go beyond Maya is with God's grace. And the only way to get God's grace is surrender. So at many places in Gita, this word sharan comes. Tameva sharanam gaccha sarva bhavena bharat tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. Krishna says, Arjun, go and take refuge, surrender to God. Then he will grace you. And having received his grace, you will get param shantim. You will get divine peace, divine bliss. And sthanam prapsyasi shashvatam. You will get a shashvat sthan. It means you will get to enter into his divine abode and stay there with him forever. Again, not very specific. What kind of divine bliss, or where will you be when you enter his divine abode? What is it like? He's not telling. Gita is much more general than that about the divine attainments. Gita is just there to say you have to surrender. If you surrender, he'll grace you and you'll get something divine. You'll enter into his divine abode, you'll get divine bliss, divine knowledge, you'll get freed from Maya. So Gita gives the general understanding that if you surrender to God, you'll be freed from Maya, you'll enter into the divine dimension, and you'll get to stay there with God forever. So how to surrender to God? Gita tells a little bit about that. Bhaktyatvananyaya shakya ahamevam vidhorjuna gyatum drashtun cha tat. Here Gita says you have to become surrendered through bhakti, ananya bhakti, single-minded, exclusive devotion. Then again, it tells you can have gyan, you can know God, you can get divine knowledge, praveshtun, you can merge into God, you can see God, drashtum. So a few things, Gita is saying these are the things that could happen in the divine world if you become surrendered through bhakti. How to do bhakti? Gita tells a little bit about that too. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Krishna says, you have to give your mind to me. That's bhakti. He didn't mention about any physical formality. He said, just giving your mind to me is bhakti. Mayyeva mana adhatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayyeva ata urdhvam na sanshaya. He said, Arjun, give your man and buddhi to me. Man means your emotional mind, and buddhi means your intellectual mind. So it means surrender both. Surrender your heart and surrender your intellect to Krishna. Then he says, you will come to me and you will stay with me forever. That is my promise. In this there is no doubt. So Gita is saying you have to surrender to Krishna. How do you become surrendered? You do bhakti. How do you do bhakti? With your mind. You have to attach your mind to Krishna. You have to give your mind to Krishna. But how to do that? There's only a couple of places in Gita where it's mentioned something like machitto madgata prana
bodhayantah parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna says, you have to attach your heart to me. Give your heart and mind to me. How? He says, kathayantascha mam nityam. Katha means his leelas. He says, keep thinking about my leelas all the time. Bodhayantah parasparam. If you want to talk about something, he says, talk about me. Talk about divine philosophy. Talk about my divine leelas. He says this in Gita. And keep singing my name in your heart all the time or out loud when you're doing devotion. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantite. He says, those people who keep doing devotion to me like this all the time and priti purvakam means prem se, you have to love him. Then he says, I give them my divine intellect. I give them a divine mind. Through this, they become surrendered to me and I give them a divine mind. Then they can know me, see me, interact with me. Get divine knowledge and divine bliss. So the Gita does tell something about devotion. But the thing is, like I mentioned yesterday, you can't love Krishna of the Gita. The 11th chapter showed this very clearly. Arjun said, Krishna, I want to see you. You've been describing your almightiness to me. Throughout the Gita, Krishna is telling Arjun, I am omnipresent in the world. This whole world is from me, is right now in me, and during pralay, actually it all dissolves and disappears back into me. I am the source of this world. I am the life of all the souls. Nothing is beyond me. Everything is because of me and within me. I am in everything and everything is in me. Again and again, he tells him this throughout the Gita. So Arjun says, I want to see it actually. I'm intellectually understanding it right now, but I want to see it and experience it, what you're telling me. Because what I see is you sitting on the chariot and the whole universe around you. I don't see you omnipresent in the world. I don't see that the whole world is in you. So please show me. Krishna said, are you sure? Arjun said, yes, I want to see that almighty form. Okay, well, you can't see it with your eyes. Natumam shakyase drashtu manenaiva svachakshusha. So I'll give you divine eyes. Divyam dadami te chakshu pashyame yoga maishwaram. So I'll grace you, Arjun, since you are surrendered to me. And with my grace, you'll get divine vision. And you'll actually see my divine almightiness. And then he showed him. And what Arjun saw was amazing to him. And he actually saw those very things that Krishna had been describing. He saw the whole world inside of Krishna's body. And wherever he looked in the world, he saw Krishna everywhere. This is Krishna of the Gita, Supreme Almighty God, the ruler of everything. And what was Arjun's reaction to that? He was actually trembling. Even having received divine eyes, he was trembling before Krishna. And he said, Disho na jane Nalabhe cha sharma prasid devesh jagannivas. Krishna, this is a truly amazing sight. But I feel so overwhelmed by your almightiness that I'm completely, I don't even know which way is left, which way is right, what's north, what's south. I'm completely overwhelmed.
completely disoriented by this vision. So please don't prolong it. I actually prefer to have you as my friend, Krishna. So Krishna returned to his normal form, which we always see him. Of course, minus the peacock feather and flute. That wasn't there on the battlefield of the Mahabharata. That wasn't there in Kurukshetra. But Krishna, as we know him, without his flute and peacock feather, was then again sitting on the chariot in front of Arjuna. So this shows that Krishna of the Gita can be respected, surrendered to, even feared, but not loved. How could you love something that even Arjuna was afraid of, even with his divine vision? It's like Prahlad. When Narsingh Bhagwan came, he burst out of the pillar and then he killed Hiranyakashipu. And he was in that fearsome form, another almighty form of Krishna, Narsingh Bhagwan. And he killed that demon and he was roaring and he was like a huge lion, but man from the waist down. Everybody was so awestruck, nobody could approach him. Even Brahma and Shiva were there with the other celestial gods. None of them could approach him. They thought, we're the ones who asked him to come. He came and killed this demon on our request. So we should go and do proper stuti and thank him and praise him. But none of them had the courage to go first when he's there in that fearsome form. So Prahlad said, I'll go first. And seven-year-old Prahlad just walked up fearlessly with Brahma and Shiva and Indra and everybody following behind him. You go first, we'll be right behind you. And then Narsingh Bhagwan saw his devotee and all the tension and anger disappeared and he just picked him up in his hands lovingly and even danced holding him. So that's the difference between Supreme Almighty Krishna of the Gita and Krishna of the Bhagavatam, whom you can love. Would a beggar, a poor, dirty beggar with nothing, really ever dream of marrying a princess? He might think about it, but he wouldn't have faith that it's actually possible. Similarly, Supreme God compared to us, would God ever look at me? Why would Supreme God ever look to us? It's like the king and his subjects. Why would Supreme God even think about us? He's supreme and we're just insignificant souls. So Gita tells surrender to God and it tells who God is. Krishna is God, he's supreme. You should know that and you should respect that and understand that. But as far as loving him, bhajatam priti purvakam, as Gita says, how will you love Krishna of the Gita? So Bhagavatam also tells Krishna is supreme God. Tomorrow I'm going to be taking up the topic of how Bhagavatam describes Krishna. Who is he? Bhagavatam tells Krishna is supreme God. But Bhagavatam also tells all of the leelas that Krishna did in Braj when he wasn't acting like supreme God. And using this as a basis, we do devotion to Krishna. So how to love him, how to attach our mind to him, like Gita says, Krishna says in Gita, give your mind to me. So is the mind just something like I can say, here Krishna, take this, have my mind. It's not that simple. The mind is a subtle thing. Give your mind to someone means when you love someone in this world, you've given your heart to them. You've given your mind to them. There's an attachment in your mind to that person. You love them. That's what he means. When he says, give your mind to me, he means love me. So how to love him, Gita doesn't teach that or give the material that would make it possible for someone to start loving God. Bhagavatam gives all of that material. So Krishna says, Yatha yathatma parimrijyate sau mat punya gatha shravana bhidhanai tatha tatha pasyati vastu sukshmam chakshuryathaivanjanasam prayuktam. Here in the Bhagavatam, Krishna is telling Uddhav that by listening to my leelas, as Vedavyasji has revealed in the Bhagavatam, a person's heart is gradually purified. See, this is, now we're getting down to the details. Gita says, surrender to Krishna, love him, give your mind to him. How to do that? Now in Bhagavatam, Krishna is saying, take my leelas. You take those leelas, you hear them, you listen to them, you chant them, you remember them. As you do that, he says, what happens? Your heart gets purified and it starts getting attached to him. Then what happens? You start experiencing his closeness in a very real way. He gives an analogy in this shlok, saying that just like if you get a temporary blindness from something, something happens, and you put some medicine on your eyes, and your vision starts coming back gradually. So at first you just start seeing, oh, there's some light, and there's some shadows. Then you start seeing some hazy forms, but black and white. Then you start seeing a little more clearly. Then you can see colors and the forms become more clear. Then your full vision returns. Similarly, the more you listen to Krishna's leelas, the more your heart purifies, and the more actually when you're doing devotion or when you're thinking of Krishna, you actually see him in front of you. You experience his personal association, that he's right here with you. So at first, just like the person who's lost their sight, there might be nothing. But you keep thinking about his leelas, keep hearing them, chanting them, remembering them. The heart will purify and you'll start realizing, oh yes, Krishna's right here with me. Then it gets clearer, clearer, more intense, right up until the time when it's like that final veil or curtain is lifted and Krishna, real Krishna, is standing right there in front of you. So these are the secrets of devotion revealed in the Bhagavatam. That simply by taking those leelas there in the Bhagavatam and meditating on them. Don't think that meditation has to be something complicated. Just remembering Krishna's leelas is meditation. You can call it Rup Dhyan. Rup means Krishna's form. Dhyan, meditating. So you meditate on his form. It means, well, if his form is there, he must be doing something, right? He's not just going to be standing there like a statue. When you think of Krishna, he's doing something. He's looking at you. Even looking at you is a leela. Anything Krishna does is a leela. In fact, you don't even have to be restricted to the leelas that are just in the Bhagavatam. You can think of any leela. You can make up a leela in your mind if you want. Krishna's leelas are also unlimited in number. So whatever Vedavyas wrote in the Bhagavatam is like a small glimpse into Krishna's leelas. Other saints have expanded on that, like the leelas we've been singing written by Kripaluji Maharaj. Those are based on the Bhagavatam, but they're not exactly word for word what's in the Bhagavatam. There are many, many leelas which are not written in the Bhagavatam, but which happened in Braj, or happened maybe in Braj in a previous avatar of Krishna, or happened in the divine world, or happening in Braj today, but invisible to material eyes. So these leelas are the nidhi, the dhan of the Krishna devotees. It's They're like the boat that takes us across Maya. With the help of these lilas, we purify our heart and we cross Maya. So, loving Krishna according to those lilas of the Bhagavatam when Krishna was in Braj, that's called Raga Nuga Bhakti. Of all the different kinds of bhakti described in our scriptures, they can all be divided into two actually. Raga Nuga Bhakti and Vaibhi Bhakti. Vaibhi Bhakti means doing bhakti according to all the do's and don'ts of the Vedas and Shastras. And Raga Nuga Bhakti means loving Krishna without any formality. You may follow the rules, you may not. It doesn't matter. You're loving Him. Vaibhi Bhakti means like all these things that many of you are familiar with, like doing Vrat, for instance. Maybe observing a fast on Ekadashi. So this is part of Vaibhi Bhakti, that on such a day I have to eat certain things or not eat certain things. Vaibhi Bhakti rules also means like what time of day you should worship Krishna, getting up at a certain time in the morning, sitting a certain way, or having a ritual bath beforehand, wearing a certain type of clothes, saying a certain mantra, offering certain prescribed things to Krishna. This is all part of Vaibhi Bhakti. So there's do's and don'ts. It's called Vidhi Nishedh. So doing bhakti according to the Vidhi Nishedh of the Vedas is Vaibhi Bhakti. Normally people do Vaibhi Bhakti with some kind of worldly desire. Like if they're doing Bhagavat Saptah with a desire to get some kind of worldly benefit out of that, there are many, many rules that have to be followed. But you can also listen to the Bhagavatam without any kind of worldly desire, just a desire to receive Krishna Bhakti, then there's no rule to follow. So that's the difference between Vaibhi Bhakti and Raga Nuga Bhakti. In Vaibhi Bhakti, there's a fear that if I don't follow these rules, I'll be punished. And if I do follow these rules, I'll get some kind of reward. In Raga Nuga Bhakti, there's no fear or reward. There's only love. There's one vidhi and one nishedh in Raga Nuga Bhakti. Smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavyo najatu chit. The vidhi, always remember Krishna. The nishedh, never forget Him. That's it. Raga Nuga Bhakti has no kind of restriction. We'll have to actually keep her quiet. So, in Raga Nuga Bhakti, there's no rule about what time of day you have to do it. Because you're loving Krishna according to the lines of how the Brajwasis loved Krishna. Remember yesterday I told you the four bhav. So you love Him as your master with Dasya Bhav, as your friend with Sakya Bhav, as your own son with Vatsalya Bhav, as your Priyatam, as your divine beloved with Madhurya Bhav. So it means you're loving Him the same way you love people in the world. You have these loving relationships in the world also. So it's very natural in Raga Nuga Bhakti. Just like you naturally love people in the world. You don't wake up in the morning and think, okay, I can't have any loving thoughts about my daughter or son or husband or wife until I take my bath. And before I can start lovingly remembering them, I have to sit facing this way. So there's no such rules for love in the world. Love just means you think of them in a loving way. With Dasya Bhav, Sakya Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. There's no restriction. So this is Raga Nuga Bhakti. The same way you love people in the world, you do the same chintan in your mind about Krishna. Oh, He's mine. He's my friend. He's my son. He's my divine beloved. That's Raga Nuga Bhakti. So there's no fear or restriction whatsoever in Raga Nuga Bhakti. You just choose one of those four bhav, and you start loving Krishna and never forget Him. because he's yours. And always remember him. Then you're following the rules of Raganuga Bhakti. So, when you're thinking of Almighty God, like Krishna of the Gita, that more relates to Vaidhi Bhakti. If you're worshipping Supreme Almighty God, you want to do it properly. You're not worshipping him with any of those four bhav, obviously. You just have Shant bhav. He's the Supreme King, and I'm his subject. So let me worship him properly according to the rules. But you don't have to. You can. It's okay to follow the rules. But it's also okay just to love him. If you don't have any worldly desire, your only desire is to receive his divine vision and his divine love, then you can leave aside those rules and just love him. That doesn't mean to become careless, like, oh, I used to do Vaidhi Bhakti, so I used to set aside an hour in the morning and do Bhakti to Krishna, but now I do Raganuga Bhakti, so I never do devotion, I just try to think of him throughout the day. That's not what I'm saying. Keep setting aside the time, sit down for that same hour in the morning and do Bhakti to Krishna. But Raganuga Bhakti means you leave aside the formalities and you just lovingly remember him. Shravan Kirtan Smaran. That's what Bhagavatam says. Put on some kirtan of any Krishna Leela or describing his names and virtues and do smaran of that. That's Raganuga Bhakti. So think of it this way. It's the difference between Aishwarya Chintan and Madhurya Chintan. So thinking of God as Supreme God means Aishwarya Chintan. Then there's going to be a fear and a restriction in the way that you're going to think about him and behave with him. And Madhurya Chintan takes away Krishna's Bhagavata. Bhagavata means his godliness, his almightiness. If you think of him as Almighty God, he is Almighty God for you. If you think of him with Madhurya Chintan, meaning you love him with Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya Bhav, those four bhav take away his Bhagavata. Now he's not God for you. He is God, but for you, he's your master, or he's your friend, or he's your son, or he's your Priyatam. So this is that special thing beyond moksha, his prem, his divine love. It is said that Krishna is a little hesitant to give that divine love. He's quick to give mukti. Muktim dadati karhi chit smana bhakti yogam bhagavatam. He's very quick to give mukti. If someone surrenders to him with a desire for liberation, he says, oh great, here, have liberation. Why? Because now he's off the hook. Aham bhakta paradhino hyasvatantra ivadvija sadhu bhirgrasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. He tells, Krishna tells Durvasa in the Bhagavatam that I am paradheen to my bhakta saints. Those who have surrendered to me with no desire for anything worldly and no desire for liberation. They only desired me. In other words, they desired to be his das or his sakha or his mother or father or his priyatam. That was their only desire. So he said, then I have to give myself to them. They didn't ask for anything from me. They didn't ask for siddhi. They didn't ask for riddhi. They didn't ask for mukti. So what do I have left to give them? If they're not asking for any of those things, then I have to give them my own self. So then I become paradheen to them. When someone gives himself to you, it means he's yours. So Krishna is... The saints, those rasik saints who have actually attained this kind of relationship with Krishna, they have the right to tease Krishna a little bit. So they say Krishna hesitates to give his divine love because then he becomes paradheen to that devotee. So he's relieved if someone only asks for mukti because then he's not paradheen to that person. But if you're if you are that wise that you don't ask for anything, then he says, oh, ab mamla serious ho gaya hai. Now I'm going to have to give my own self to this devotee. Anubrajamyaham nityam puyeyetyanghrirenubhi Bhagavatam. Krishna says, I follow behind my devotees. Why? To protect them? No, to get their foot dust on my head. He has that much devotion to those devotees who don't even ask for liberation from him. So that's why Bhagavatam is said to be that scripture which teaches you the dharma which captures Krishna. You actually can capture him very simply, just by loving him the way the Brajvasis loved him. Love him as a friend, love him as a beloved, love him as your son, and you actually capture him. So these are the secrets of the Bhagavatam. This is why Naraji exclaimed, seeing a leela between Krishna and Mother Yashoda, Yashodaya sama kapi devata nasti bhutale ulukhale yaya baddho muktido mukti michhati. Naraji exclaims, how could I tell the greatness of Yashoda Maiya? Supreme Brahm, told in the Vedas to be beyond everyone, having no attachment to anything or anyone, being totally self-complacent, having no desire for anything, and being almighty, supreme. That Supreme Brahm is crying to get into the lap of Mother Yashoda. And she has him tied to the ukal. That Supreme God who is the giver of liberation is crying for his own liberation from a soul. How is it possible? Because that soul loved Krishna with no desire for the world or for mukti, just with a desire, I want you as my son. So now look at Krishna. He's given himself totally to that soul, to the point that the soul has Supreme God tied up to the ukal. This is the secret of bhakti given to us in the Bhagavatam. So for us, it's so simple. It's the greatest thing in our scriptures, yet it's so simple. All we have to do is love him with the same feelings. That's why Vedavyas revealed those leelas. So we could say, oh, okay, I just have to remember this. I can think of myself as Mother Yashoda or as a Gwalbal or as a Gopi. And I just lovingly remember Krishna. I can put myself in that place, in that leela. And that's the bhakti of the Bhagavatam. Aho chitram, aho chitram, vande tat prema bandhanam, yad baddham muktidam muktam, brahma krida bhrigi kritam. Vedavyasji says, how great is that prema? That divine love which has captured the heart of Supreme God Krishna. Prem is Krishna's supreme power. Vishnu Puran says, Hladini sandhini samvitvayeka sarvasanshraye. That God's personal power, Swarup Shakti, has three forms. Ahladini Shakti, Sandhini Shakti, and Samvit Shakti. Ahladini Shakti is the power of bliss. Sandhini Shakti is the Aishwarya Shakti, the almighty power. And Samvit Shakti is his power of knowledge. So out of these three powers, Ved says, Tasva Ahladini Variyasi. The power of bliss is Variyasi, supreme. And Gauranga Mahaprabhuji says, Ahladini Shakti Paramasar Taro Premanam. The absolute essence, the Paramasar of that power of bliss, Ahladini Shakti, is called Prem, Prema Shakti. That is Krishna's power of divine love. So all of those divine powers, they reside within Krishna and they're dependent to him. He controls them. the power of bliss, power of knowledge, power almightiness, all the divine powers, Maya. Krishna controls all of those powers, but this prema shakti is so great that it controls Krishna. This is the reason Krishna forgets his Bhagavata. He forgets the fact that he's Supreme God under the effect of that prema shakti. And he gives that same prema shakti to the devotee. What devotee? The one who just remembers his leelas until his heart is purified and he surrenders with a desire to join in those leelas without asking for mukti or any worldly desire. What does Krishna give him? I told you a minute ago, he gives his own self. Another way of saying that is, he gives his divine love, his prema. Having received that divine love, now the devotee gets to enter into the divine world and forever take part, just join in to those leelas which are eternally happening in the divine abode. Now he becomes one of the nitya parshad of Krishna, one of his eternal associates who are always taking part in those same leelas which are told in the Bhagavatam. So, becoming one of his nitya parshad means now you have that divine love and Krishna has the same divine love, and that divine love makes you forget that Krishna's Supreme God and you're just a soul, and makes him forget that he's Supreme God. So what do you remember? Just your relationship. If you loved him with Sakya Bhav, then he only remembers this much. This is my best friend. And you only remember this much, Krishna's my best friend. Same thing with Vatsalya Bhava. Mother Yashoda completely forgets that Krishna is Supreme God, and in the love of Mother Yashoda, Krishna also forgets. This is not an act. When Krishna is tied to the ukal and he's begging Mother Yashoda, please set me free, and he might even be crying, he's not acting. If it was acting, no soul would want that. Who wants Krishna to pretend to be your son? Or pretend to be your friend or your beloved? No, he actually loves you as a mother or father or friend or beloved. And this is the effect of that divine love power. So that divine love power is not revealed in the Gita. It's revealed in the Bhagavatam, in those leelas of the Bhagavatam. So this is why, this is the supreme thing in the divine world which Krishna awards to those select few souls who have this wisdom to surrender to Krishna with love but with no demand or desire. Only the desire to become one of his eternal associates and take part in those leelas and have that relationship with Krishna. Yesterday I told you about Sanakadik Paramahans telling the Bhagavatam to Naradji, and Bhakti, Gyan and Vairagya came, and all the saints and scriptures and holy places came and listened. Once they had told that Bhagavatam, who came in the middle of that great assembly? Shukadevji Paramahans. He walks into the middle of all of that, and everyone was amazed. Everyone stood and paid respect to him. They gave him the highest asana to sit on. And he sat down and he happily said, Swarge satye cha kailase vaikunthe nastyayam rasah. He told the greatness of the Bhagavatam in this half verse. He said the ras means the nectar of divine love, the nectar of that prema Krishna gives through his leelas, which is in the Bhagavatam and which Krishna gives to any devotee who becomes God realized. He says that ras is not found in swarg, na swarge. Na satye, it's not found in Brahma's abode. Na kailase, it's not found in Shiva's almighty abode of Kailash. Na vaikunthe, It's not found in Mahavishnu's Vaikunth abode. He says it's only found in Krishna's Golok abode, Vrindavan abode. And that ras is there in the Bhagavatam. What is that ras? The ras Krishna experiences and you get to experience when you become God realized through those loving leelas, when you love Him personally, forgetting that He's Supreme God. After Shukdeoji, or as he was saying these words, Krishna appeared in the middle of that gathering, along with many of his eternal saints. Along with him came Uddhav, Arjun, Bali, Prahlad. They all came along with Krishna. Again, everyone got up. Oh, give Krishna a seat. So Krishna sat there. And then they started doing kirtan in this great gathering. So Bhagavat Mahatmya says that Prahlad, he took the kartal. So he was doing like that. Uddhav took the jhanj. So he was playing the jhanj. Arjun was singing. Indra started playing mridang. Sanakadik Paramahans were doing jaykars like jai ho, jai ho. Shukdevji got up and he was dancing. Actually, classical dance. While they were singing and doing the kirtan, he was acting out all of the emotions, dancing classically. And bhakti, jnana, and vairagya were just dancing in ecstasy out of sheer joy. So this kirtan went on, and Krishna was sitting there, and he was very pleased. And he said, I'm so pleased with your Bhagavat Katha and your kirtan that you've captured my heart. So I'm going to give all of you a boon. What do you want? So they all asked, they said, please Krishna, whenever anyone does Bhagavat Katha, please come with all of your eternal associates as you did here. Do that whenever anyone does Bhagavat Katha. So Krishna said, yes, I will. He gave that boon and then disappeared. So of course you know and you understand that the Bhagavat Katha has to be done in the way that they did it. Just saying, talking about Bhagavatam is one thing, but actually having our heart and mind engrossed in Krishna's leelas with faith that He is in those leelas. And one day by faithfully remembering these leelas, our heart will become purified and He will appear before us. So in that way, we can practice what the Bhagavatam is teaching by singing one of these leelas as we've been doing for the last few days. And as we sing, you can try to visualize the leela. This is a famous leela of Krishna collecting the curd tax, or at least trying to. There's a place, I'll explain as, maybe you can pass these out. There's a place on Barsana Hill. Barsana Hill is where Radharani lived 5,000 years ago. And there's a place called Sankari Khor, which is like there's a spur, a ridge coming off Barsana Hill, and on one side is Barsana village, and on the other side is Chaksoli village, the next village over. And you pass through a very narrow passageway with sheer rocks on either side. So it was a perfect place for an ambush. Krishna used to wait there, and when the gopis would go through carrying their curd pots, he would say, nobody passes through here without paying the curd tax. I am the king of Braj, don't you know? We're talking about little Krishna. Don't you know I'm the king of Braj? You have to give me some of your curd. I have to enjoy some of that curd, and then you can go on. So today, the gopi whom he stopped in Sankari Khor was one of Radharani's close personal sakhis. So we'll see that they came up with a plan to get Krishna back for this trouble that he causes in Sankari Khor, and Radharani herself even got involved. This is quite a long leela, so if we don't finish it today, we'll continue it tomorrow. And there's also a place here where you'll have to say Radhe when I say Deja Deja Ri Radhe. Deja deja ri sakhi mohin dadhi ko daan. Deja deja ri sakhi mohin dadhi ko daan.
Deja deja ri sakhi mohin dadhi ko daan.
Jo bhi aave ye hi mag jaave de. के दान
जो भी आवे यही मग जावे दे के दान
जो भी आवे यही मग जावे दे के दान
जो भी आवे यही मग जावे दे के दान
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
लागे नई आई ब्रज आते मोही न जान
लागे नई आई ब्रज आते मोही न जान
लागे नई आई ब्रज आते मो जान
लागे नहीं आई ब्रज याते मोही न जान
सूधे सूधे दे दे दान मेरो कहनो मान
सूधे सूधे दे दे दान मेरो कहनो मान
सूधे सूधे दे दे दान मेरो कहनो मान सखी मोही दधि को दान
दे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
बिना दिए नहीं जाने पाए आगे जी जान
बिना दिए नहीं जाने पाए आगे जी जान
बिना दिए नहीं जाने पावे आगे जी जान
बिना
सखी कह तू न मोही को एरी गेरी जान
सखी कह तू न मोही को एरी गेरी जान
सखी कह तू न मोही को एरी गेरी जान
सखी कह तू न मोही को एरी गेरी जान
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोही दधि को
मैं हूँ श्यामा जू की सखियन परम प्रधान
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 जाके कहूँ श्यामा जू को भूली जाय लेना दान
जाके कहूँ श्यामा जू को भूली जाय लेना दान
जाके कहूं श्यामा जू को भूली जाए लेना दान
जाके कहूं श्यामा जू को भूली जाए लेना दान
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
दे जा दे जारी
चला जा चला जा सुधो कहनो मान
जा जा चला जा सुधो कहनो मान
जा जा चला जा चला जा सुधो कहनो मान
जा जा चला जा सुधो कहनो मान
दान लिए बिनु जाऊं नहीं हो कहतान तू हाथ धोएगी सच मान
मैं तुकी हूँ तेरू हाथ धोएगी सच मान
मटुकी हूँ ते तू हाथ धोएगी सच मान
मटुकी हूँ ते तू हाथ धोएगी सच मान
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
सखी कहलो मैं हारी तू ही जीता हठी कान
सखी कहलो मैं हारी तू ही जीता हठी कान
सखी कहलो मैं हारी तू ही जीता हठी कान
सखी कहा तो मैं हारी तू ही जीता हठी कान
अच्छा जा जा ले आ अच्छा जा जा ले आ लता पत्र दऊं दधि दान
अच्छा जा जा ले आ लता पत्र दऊं दधि दान
अच्छा जा जा ले आ लता पत्र दऊं दधि दान
अच्छा जा जा ले आ लता पत्र दऊं दधि दान
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जा दे जारी सखी
पत्र कुंज बिच कान
उतलेने गए लता पत्र कुंज बिच कान
उतलेने गए लता पत्र कुंज बिच कान
उतलेने गए लता पत्र कुंज बिच कान
इत सखी छुपी गई द्रुत कुंज लतान
इत सखी छुपी
सखी छुपी गई द्रुत कुंज लतान
इत सखी छुपी गई द्रुत कुंज लतान
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
दे जा
hari
radhe
jade hari sakhi mohi radhi ko jaan
le jade jare sakhi mohi radhi ko daan
lata patra leke aaye nahi paaye sakhi kaan
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 chahun dishita ke khare khare kaan khisiyan
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 de jaje jari
radhe
jaje jari
radhe
jaje jari
radhe
jaje jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaje jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaje jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaje jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
itne mein aayi kahan shama sang sakhiyan
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 lakhi sakhiyan shama sang bhaji gaye kaan
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 de jaade jari
radhe
jaade jari
radhe
jaade jari
radhe
jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
aai soi sakhi tab taj kunj latan
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 vaane shama ko batayo kari kar tuti kaan
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 de jaade jari
radhe
jaade jari
radhe
jaade jari
radhe
jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
de jaade jari sakhi mohi nadhi ko daan
shama june kaha sab chupo kunj latan
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 ek sakhi khari rahu aave puni soi kaan
ek sakhi khari rahu aave soi kaan
ek sakhi khari rahu aave puni soi kaan
ek sakhi khari rahu aave puni soi kaan
de jaade jari
radhe
jadi jari
radhe
jadi jari
radhe
jadi jari sakhi mohi dadhi ko daan
je jadi jari sakhi mohi dadhi ko daan
radhe radhe kahi bijo jab aave soi taan
radhe radhe kahi bijo jab
राधे कही दीजो जब आवे सोई कान
राधे राधे कही दीजो जब आवे सोई कान
तब सब एक संग पक रहू ते ही कान
तब सब एक संग पक रहू ते ही कान
तब सब एक संग पक रहू ते ही कान
तब सब एक संग पक रहू ते ही कान
उनी सब चुनरिन तरु बांधु कान
सब चुनरिन तरु बांधु कान
उनी सब चुनरिन तरु बांधु कान
उनी सब चुनरिन तरु बांधु कान
जब सो मांगे मोहि देउ मुक्ति दान
जब सोई मांगे मोहि देउ मुक्ति दान
जब सो मांगे मोहि देउ मुक्ति दान
जब सो मांगे मोहि देउ मुक्ति दान
दे जा दे जारी
राधे
जा दे जारी
राधे
जाते जारी
राधे
जाते जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जाते जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जाते जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जाते जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
तब कहु श्यामा जूही देंगी मुख दान
तब कहु श्यामा जूही देंगी मुक्ति दान
तब कहु श्यामा जूही देंगी मुक्ति दान
तब कहु श्यामा जूही देंगी मुक्ति दान
उन्हीं कहु खास पथ नहीं मांगू दधि दान
उन्हीं कहु खास पथ नहीं मांगू दधि दान
कहु खास पथ नहीं मांगू दधि दान
मुनि कहु खास पथ नहीं मांगू दधि दान
जब सात बार इमी कही ले कान
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 तब कहु पक रहु अब निज दो 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 कान
दे जा दे जारी जादे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी
राधे
जादे जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
दे जादे जारी सखी मोहि दधि को दान
उन्हीं कहु उठो बैठो सात बार तुम कान
उन्हीं कहो उठो बैठो सात बार तुम कान
उन्हीं कहो उठो बैठो सात बार तुम कान
उन्हीं कहो उठो बैठो सात बार तुम कान
जब सब कर ले तो तेरो मोहि सखियान
जब सब कर ले तो तेरो मोहि सखियान
जब सब सब कर ले तो तेरो मोही सखियान,
जब सब कर ले तो तेरो मोही सखियान।
दे जा दे जारी
राधे,
दे जा दे जारी
राधे,
दे जा दे जारी
राधे,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही नदी को दान।
ले जा दे जारी सखी मोही
सबने ही किया ऐसे बांधे तरु महकान,
सबने ही किया ऐसे बांधे तरु महकान,
सबने ही किया ऐसे बांधे तरु महकान,
सबने ही किया ऐसे बांधे तरु महकान।
कान्ह ने भी किया वैसे जैसे कह सखियान,
कान्ह ने भी किया वैसे जैसे कह सखियान,
कान्ह ने भी किया वैसे जैसे कह सखियान,
कान्ह ने भी किया वैसे जैसे कह सखियान।
ओ दे जादे जारी
राधे,
जादे जारी
राधे,
जादे जारी
राधे,
जादे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान।
ले जादे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान।
तब आई स्वामिनी जूं ढिंग कान है,
तब आई स्वामिनी जूं ढिंग कान,
तब आई स्वामिनी जूं ढिंग कान,
तब आई स्वामिनी जूं ढिंग कान।
अब करहु कृपा दे दो मुक्ति कह कान,
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 अब करहु कृपा दे दो मुक्ति कह कान।
दे जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान।
दे दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान।
स्वामिनी कही स्वामिनी कह छोड़ी देहु सखी कान,
स्वामिनी कह छोड़ी,
स्वामिनी कह छोड़ी देहु सखी कान,
स्वामिनी कह छोड़ी देहु सखी कान।
तब कह कृपालु द्रुत भजु घर कान,
तब कह कृपालु द्रुत भजु घर कान,
तब कह कृपालु द्रुत भजु घर कान,
तब कह कृपालु द्रुत भजु घर कान।
दे जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान।
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान,
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान।
दे जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी
राधे,
जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी को दान।
दे जा दे जारी सखी मोही दधी।
सखी मोही दधि को दान
दे जा
दे जारी सखी मोही दधि को दान
ले जा दे जारी
बोली कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की जय.
Tomorrow's topic, as I mentioned, will be what the Bhagavatam says about Krishna. Who is he? And especially great about the Bhagavatam, one great thing about the Bhagavatam is that the Bhagavatam brings together all the philosophies. So in the Bhagavatam, all the main dissensions, all the main avatar of God are described, and it also explains the interrelationship of them, and who is Krishna in relation to all the other forms of God. By the way, how many people didn't have copies of the Kirtan? Can you raise your hand so I know how many more to make for tomorrow? 1, 2, 3... Meera didn't have a copy. 4. Who else didn't have copies? 5. Okay, so we need about 10 more copies for tomorrow. Oh, and we have a follow-up announcement to yesterday's announcement by Narendra Ji.
Radhe Radhe. Dear devotees and divine souls, I just wanted to give you a follow-up. We are very thankful for very good response of your ahuti of donations towards Bhagavad Yajna. And please keep it coming according to your Yatha Shakti. Two announcements regarding the donations. A lot of people came later on to talk to me. They are tax deductible. That's the one thing that I forgot to mention. And if you want to write a check, it could be made to JKP Madhav Dham, Radha Madhav Dham. And you could hand it over to Swamiji or any of the volunteers. Second request that I have, I think today we had clear passage of coming for devotees to the hall. So when you come tomorrow, if you all can sit as close to the front and to this side, so the people who come later on have an easy access to come to this room and they don't have to wait outside, even though there is plenty of space to sit. And thank you very much, and Radhe Radhe.
Thank you. And just in case anyone, you can go ahead, Pushpa. Yeah, pass it around to everybody. We need several of you to help pass it around, so share it around. In case anyone hasn't heard the announcement, next weekend I'll be starting a program at the Hanuman Mandir. So that will be Saturday, July 23rd. We'll be starting a 15-day program at the Hanuman Mandir. And the topic is the essence of Sanatan Dharma. So I'll be speaking from all the scriptures, Vedas, Gita, Bhagavatam, Ramayana, and covering the 15 most important topics of Sanatan Dharma as it relates to our life and our devotion and the ultimate